losers.
Yeah. And this is two losers talking about English.
So this is Sean, a loser. And this is Cicero, another loser.
And together we're two losers talking about English.
Okay, drinking beer.
Drinking beer.
And yakitori. We're not drinking yakitori, eating it.
Hi, I'm Sean.
I'm Tetsuro.
And this is
Talking About English.
Thanks for joining us today. We're out on the balcony here, having a couple beers and some yakitori. And we thought we'd discuss a couple of points that came up with during our conversation a few hours ago at a bar. What were we talking about again, Tetsuro?
We were talking about bimyō.
Bimyō. That's right. If you hear trains in the background, just ignore them. Anyway, we like to keep the conversation natural and the ambience natural.
So, but Sean, how do you say bimyō in English?
Bimyō. That's a hard one, right? Kind of depends on the situation, but I think normally we'd probably say something hard to say.
It's hard to say?
It's hard to say.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
What else?
Maybe just simply, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Right? So what would the situation be like? Give me a situation where you'd want to say bimyō in English.
So you've seen a movie, and a friend of yours asks you about the movie.
Mm.
Hey, Sean, how was that movie?
And in this case, your feeling is bimyō. So probably you'd probably say, I'm not sure. Because in this case, when you use bimyō in Japanese, you use it because you haven't decided yet. Mm-hmm. Is that possible? You haven't decided yet, so you would say bimyō? Or?
Yeah.
Bimyō, maybe you haven't. Maybe if I asked you the next day, you wouldn't say bimyō.
Yeah, you can't say it was good. But you can't say it was bad either.
Okay.
So it was kind of like in the middle.
Right, right.
Now, it's hard to say, as you said.
Okay. Yeah, bimyō.
That's right. You can't decide what to say.
So in that case, it's really hard to say.
Well, maybe the person doesn't want to say, doesn't really want to
express their
give
true
you
opinion.
A direct answer.
So in that case, bimyō could be avoiding the subject.
Right.
Wow.
So maybe in that case, like, I don't know, be possible.
Right. And I think avoiding, that actually brings up a totally different topic, but I think in Japanese culture, it seems to me that avoiding the subject is more almost accepted. Where if you do that in the States, people will find you to be, I don't want to say weak, but maybe I shouldn't be eating yakitori during an English conversation. But I think people in the United States would find you to be less, how can I put this? Maybe kind of a weak character. Like,
okay, so you don't have an opinion about anything.
Right, and I think just it's generally more accepted here. I could be wrong. I don't know. It's up to, maybe our listeners can chime in on our website about this, but it does seem a little bit more accepted here to just kind of avoid answering questions altogether. Or maybe it's not, and maybe Japanese feel the same way. What do you think? Do you, if someone told you bimyō about a song or bimyō about a movie, do you feel like, I don't know, how do you feel when you hear that answer from someone?
doesn't really tell me much, but I accept it, probably.
Does it make you feel does it make you feel a particular way with that person, how you perceive that person?
If I really want to know, then I would ask for more detailed answer or more specific answer. But otherwise, I would just accept it and just say, okay. Next topic.
Very insightful information from Tetsudo. Cool. One other word. We were talking about another word today that I thought was kind of, both of us thought was, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Well, this is, you know, we're five beers into the conversation here.
Yeah, so,
so
it was what an English expression, I'm sure. One was one was Japanese and the other one was English, I guess.
This yakitori is pretty good, even though it's cold. We should have heated it up before the show.
Liver wasn't so good.
Oh, really? Mm. It looked kind of dry. Okay.
That's good.
The word, it was a single word, I think. Oh, it was, no, it was a phrase. You're right. Mm. It was, I miss you.
No, miss. The word miss.
Miss. I've always wondered how, you know, bilingual speakers unravel that mystery of a word in Japanese.
I'm sorry?
I've always wondered, you know, how bilingual Japanese, once they understand the complete depth of the word miss, what do they use in place of miss when they're speaking Japanese? How would you say you miss someone? Or is it just an assumed def? Is it like a assumed kind of thing?
Actually, do you know what I mean? No Japanese equivalent of miss.
Okay, so there's no Japanese equivalent of miss, but surely there's a way to express those feelings to someone when they came back.
It depends on the situation.
Okay, so let's say
what you're talking about.
All right, let's say your wife comes back. She's been on a business trip for two weeks. In America, we'd probably say, "Oh, I missed you." What would you say in Japanese in that case?
Probably I would say, "Aitakatta," like I wanted to see you.
So in that case, they can kind of assume. You don't. It's not a complete equivalent, but aitakatta. I wanted to see you. I wanted to meet you.
But I wanted to see you, and I miss you. Are
a little different.
Do you say they're the same?
I guess you know they kind of are.
Yeah, what's the difference, if there's any?
God, I don't know.
I got you.
You did. You get. You got me. Yeah, I don't know. Is there a difference? I think the word miss contains all those things. I wanted to see you. I thought about you while you were gone. It's lonely here without you. All those kind of things that you feel when someone's absent and you wish they weren't. Right? But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's pretty close. Aitakatta. Interesting. I don't
but,
know.
If the person is not here, if the person you're talking about is not here, then how would I say? Aitai?
Okay, so the same phrase, just... Right.
彼に会いたい or 彼女に会いたい。
Okay, interesting. Is this show sucking so far?
I don't know.
Is it sufficiently sucking?
Okay.
Well, let's get on with our last thing, which was an idiomatic usage of rain check. Take a rain check.
Why rain check?
Do you guys have an idiom, first of all, in Japanese that means, can I take a rain check?
Can I take a rain check? So, rain check means when someone says, can I take a rain check? She or he means they can't go.
Yeah. Can't accept the offer. Well, they can't go, but they want to go.
They want to go. So they want you to ask them again the next time.
Right.
If there's a chance.
Right, because just train. But, you know, when you say you want to, if someone says, hey, you want to go to a party and you say, oh, I can't go.
Can I take a rain check?
If you add that, can I take a rain check means I would love to go to the next one. If you have another party some other time.
Right. So, like, would you ask me again?
Right. Ask me next time. Yeah. Although in my case, there's been a couple times when I'll say, can I take a rain check? And they say, yeah, sure. And then like a month later, they ask me again. And again, I can't go. And in that case, you
can I take another rain check?
Yeah.
Can you say that?
How many rain checks can I take? Yeah, you can say it. I don't know if you'd be very popular with that person. Okay. So yeah, rain checks have a limit. They expire after the first one. No, I don't know. I don't know about that. But so, do you guys have a similar phrase, or what do you? How do you decline an offer in Japanese? How do you decline? I've actually always wondered that. How can I decline someone without offending them and showing that, expressing interest that I'm really sorry, I really want to go. You simply already have plans. Excuse me.
Yeah, but I think it's the same as in English. Like, you first you express how much you want to go, you want to take the offer, but you can't. And then I want you to ask us again.
Right.
The next time.
Right, that makes sense. Okay. But in all honesty, I don't use that idiom very often.
Oh, really?
I don't.
What would you say?
My style is a little weird, probably. But I just usually say, "Oh, I can't go. I already have plans. I would love to go, though. Please, let me know if you have another party or if you're doing some event like that again."
Okay.
But I'm not an idiomatic usage guy.
Mm-hmm.
That said, we're probably going to talk about idioms for on this show all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so could you say that again? Maybe it might be useful for some of the listeners. How to decline the offer?
So yeah, like invite me to something.
Okay. Hey, Sean, we're having a party tonight. Can you come?
No way.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That was really useful.
Yeah, that was useful and rude. Probably not the best one to use. All right, let's try that again. Sorry. Okay. So you're my friend? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So Sean, we're having a party tonight, but we're not gonna ask you to come.
That's very nice of you not to ask me. Because I don't want to hang out with your loser friends anyway.
Seriously,
here we go. Let's do a real one.
Okay. Sean, we're having a party tonight. Can you come?
Oh, I'd really love to come, but yeah, I already have plans. Damn. That's for, if you say damn, it shows you're really frustrated. If you want to, push it up a notch. But yeah, I'd really love to come, but I can't. I already have plans. I already have plans, so yeah, if you have another one, if you have a party like that in the future, please invite me again. I'd love to come. Something like that.
Okay.
Or.
Or.
Can I take a rain check? Yeah, there's that approach too. Yeah, so it is, I can see how it's useful. It's shorter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So why don't you use it then?
I don't know. I don't know. Idiom.
Too old?
Yeah. I think it's a little outdated. My dad would probably use it.
Ah.
You can use it. I think coming from a non-native speaker, it's, we get it. It's a shortcut, kind of.
Yeah. That's something I want to know. How does it sound to you when it comes out of a non-native speaker?
A little awkward.
Hmm.
But that's just me. It could be different for every, person.
Hmm.
But, it's a little awkward, but it's actually quite clear because, we both know exactly what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to be really honest, if it's, can I take a rain check? Yeah, you're suggesting that you would like to attend the next event. But it's probably not as personable.
Personable?
What personable does that mean? Means like it's not as warm as saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I can't go. I have plans, but I would love to go to your next party." That's warmer and more sincere feeling.
Okay.
Mm. So there's nothing wrong with it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I just realized is we haven't been timing the show. So we could have been talking for an hour already. Or only 5 minutes. Yeah, probably. Probably not.
Maybe 15 minutes, I guess.
Okay.
What
so, yeah, I think so. So you've been having some problems with your stomach lately. Let's talk about your stomach.
What?
Let's talk a little about your...
We don't have to talk about my stomach. It's not useful.
True. That's not really useful.
Who'd want to know?
Well, nobody wants to know about your stomach, but they might want to know how to talk about their stomach.
Have you eaten this?
Yeah, I ate one of those. Yeah, that's yours. Yeah, we're eating yakitori.
It must be momo then.
Yeah, that's momo. It's actually quite good. In fact, I think momo was the highlight of tonight's.
Mm. Okay, it's good.
Yeah. We're coming to you live from Setagayaku, Tokyo, somewhere on the Inokashira line. I won't be specific.
Next to the railway tracks.
Next to the railway tracks. No, but yeah, today we did a lot of walking. I don't know. I wouldn't say a lot of walking. How many kilos would you say we walked today?
Maybe three kilos.
I'd say that's about accurate. That's spot
so
on.
We walked from this place in Shindaita to Hanegi Park.
Hanegi Park.
And we walked through that park.
Jeez, why don't you give them my address?
Yeah, that's right.
If you have any complaints or problems,
you don't have any stalkers.
Please bring
you're
a loaded gun.
Don't worry about it.
No, I don't have any stalkers. Thank God. No, yeah, we walked to Hanegi Park, and mm-hmm. it was beautiful. This is springtime, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hope you're enjoying the first show. You may never hear this because I may get it in the studio and think this is a right. waste of everyone's time. But, you know, it's hard to say. So you may hear it. And then we walked to Shimokitazawa
right.
and had some beers, mm-hmm. Which was nice. And the weather was incredible today.
And came back to our station.
Came back to our station, opened up a couple beers, popped out the mics, and here we are talking to you. So it's been pretty fun. So tell us about your stomach problems.
Okay. Yeah, we could have talked more about miss. The word miss, I guess.
Miss. Hmm. Yeah. I miss talking about your stomach problems. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, Tetsuo's had a messed up, yeah. His stomach problems are bimyo, so I'll have to take a rain check on talking about his stomach problems. This lesson's getting really bad.
Right.
But no, you know, we all have stomach problems, and that's why I thought it might be useful. And quite frankly, it's kind of funny because when he was explaining to me his stomach problems, I kept thinking, you know, that's exactly me too. couple days ago, your stomach problem started a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And that's when mine started. So, but you know, these are. I don't know. At our age, you get stomach problems, and then after a week, they go away, and you just forget about it. Right? I mean, that's kind of... It's interesting how health is in that sense, I think. Mm. You know, when you're... At least for me, when I was in my teens, or in my 20s, maybe, every time I had some kind of pain, I thought I was dying.
Mm.
You know, I was about to die. I had some kind of major problem. I had stomach cancer, or you know, my appendix needed to be taken out, or mm-hmm. if I had a headache, I thought I had an aneurysm, which mm-hmm. means you're leaking blood in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'd always go to my mom, and my mom would say, I think you're fine. Don't worry about it. Were you ever paranoid that way? Or you don't tend to be that kind of guy, do you? A worry wart. That there's some English for you. Someone who worries a lot, we call a worry wart.
Yeah. I don't know. Definitely, I didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But after my father died,
mm-hmm.
I started worrying more about my health,
okay.
I guess.
Mm. Did you quit smoking after your father died? I can't remember.
Right.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you think that was some kind of underlying factor in your decision to quit?
I think so. Like...
I mean, I don't think you consciously were saying my dad died, so I got to quit smoking. Like,
no,
it
no,
didn't
no,
seem
no.
that way at all to me.
But after my father died,
right?
He died of cancer, and then I started to suspect I might have cancer.
Where? In your stomach?
Yeah, whenever I have some
pain.
Something, yeah,
right,
pain
right.
or whatever.
Sure.
Something wrong with my body.
Right, right, right.
And then, yeah, and... One time I was smoking and then my lungs hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I started worrying about, maybe I have lung cancer.
Right, right.
Then I quit.
Oh.
Then more like I didn't want to smoke anymore.
Right.
Hmm.
That's a good reason. I mean, any reason to quit smoking is a good reason, I think.
And it's been a couple of years since.
Has it been 2 years since you quit
more
smoking?
More than 2 years, I guess.
Wow. Your skin has gotten a lot nicer.
Really?
For all you smokers out there. The skin, it changes. And it's hard to believe that this guy, I know you can't see him and you can't see me, but trust me when I say this dude looks way younger than he actually is. He is single, too. Maybe we should send a shout out to all the beautiful women out there.
Is this talking about health?
Oh, sorry. Getting a little off
I
track.
I thought he was
here.
Talking about English.
Yeah, what? I think we're on our fifth beer. Oh, by the way, how do you like this beer?
Yeah, it's good. We're drinking ale called Yonayona.
It's made in Karuizawa.
Karuizawa.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is. Would you say... You know what? Interesting, though. I thought I liked this better than the one we had at the other shop.
Yeah, actually, yes. It's much better.
You do like this one better?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. It's hard to tell because I have yakitori, you know, in my mouth. I'm not in my mouth.
Yeah,
but
it tastes more like London Proud.
London Pride.
London Pride.
It's
yes.
a very smooth ale, isn't
it? Did I say London Proud?
I think you said London Proud.
Yeah, London,
London
Pride.
Can be proud, and you can be. London is proud, and I have pride if I'm from London. I don't know.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an enjoyable show, but you know.
Please excuse Sean.
Please excuse me. So, yeah. I just realized that when you make a podcast, you normally do have a clock out. Because I've heard podcasters go, we're about out of time. Mm. How the heck would we know if we're about out of time? Because we're not keeping time. Mm-hmm. But that said, yeah, I guess that about wraps it up for episode one. Doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and I wonder who'd want to listen to this.
You'd be surprised, my friend. You'd be very surprised. I will. I'll be a subscriber. I probably won't listen to it, though. Anyway, that wraps it up for Talking About English, episode one. And we hope you'll join us for episode two. Okay. Tetsudo, any closing comments?
Closing comment. conclusion, Yonayona Ale is good.
It very much is. We highly recommend it. In fact, this is my favorite beer. Actually, you know what, though? Just before I let you guys go, Yonayona, it's actually called... the brewery itself is actually called... Yoho Brewing, and they make a beer called Aoni, A-O-O-N-I, and it comes in a dark blue can.
Where is it available?
It's available at all. It sounds like a commercial, doesn't it? I would love to promote these guys, but yeah, you can buy it at the Natural Lawson stores, which, you know, there's not a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Another English phrase for that is they are far and few between. Which means there's not a many of them. and then also, occasionally I see it at the import store. What's the import store that's really popular in Tokyo right now?
Kinokuniya?
That's a bookstore. They don't sell beer.
Really?
I don't think so.
No, there was a import food shop called
yeah.
Kinokuniya.
No, it's not Kinokuniya. It's like
no?
Not Ishibashi. That's an electronics store. okay, this show should be called Two Worthless Guys That Live in Tokyo. No, it's called...
Don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us, but there is an import store. The listener's probably going, Nantoka, you idiots, you know? But what's it called? Anyway, there's an import store. It's in a lot of the stations. They have it occasionally, but it's a very darker beer. So if you don't like strong-tasting beers, in fact, so is the Yonayona Ale. So quite frankly, if you don't like strong beers... You can just erase the last 10 minutes of what me and Tetsudo have been talking about. But anyway, for episode one, I'm Sean.
Tetsudo.
And this has been Talking About English.
And the next time, if we have a next time, we'll talk more about English.
my friend is brilliant. All right, guys, see you next time.